Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quenice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father: Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Each year that Christmas rolls around, many of us seek to buy the perfect gifts for our loved ones. After all, we want them to be excited to receive what we offer. Our little ones even make their lists and try to remain on the nice rather than naughty list with hopes of opening up all of their favorite things on Christmas morning. From holiday gift exchanges to secret Santas, most hope to receive the latest and greatest gadgets and gizmos. It's also a popular time to spread holiday cheer with donations of toys, canned goods, blankets, and other supplies, all in the spirit of Christmas for those who may not be able to purchase those items on their own. Guess what, though? Christmas is also about a time to reflect the best gift ever, Jesus. Our verse of the day reminds us just how precious, valuable, and irreplaceable he is. His worth outweighs any other gift we could ever receive or give. So let's dive into our verse of the day even more to see how. Once again, it says, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In our passage here, the angel of the Lord is talking to Joseph, and Joseph is engaged to Mary. And Mary is pregnant, but Joseph knows that him and Mary had not been together intimately for this to take place. And the angel is assuring him that this is a divine act. This was something of God. This was not something that Mary had done against Joseph. This was divine. And so the angel was telling Joseph what to name Jesus and also how Jesus's name illustrated what Jesus would do when he came to earth. Jesus means the Lord saves, or Jehovah is salvation. Jesus is a Greek name, and it corresponds to the Hebrew name Joshua. And so there were several other people named Jesus throughout the Bible, but this particular Jesus was divine in nature. And we'll kind of talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But Jesus' purpose, as we said, his name means Jehovah is salvation, or the Lord saves. So Jesus came to help point out our sin, free us from the penalty associated with sin, and loose us from the grips and the power of sin in our lives. He came to give us eternal life with him in heaven once we leave this earth. What a gift, right? And let's look at that word save again. Save means to rescue us from destruction or danger, to heal us, to deliver us, and to preserve us. So going on down to verse 23 of Matthew chapter 1, it talks about Jesus's divine nature. It says Jesus would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah 9:6 points out Jesus's deity as well. It talks about unto us a child being born, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. There's that divine nature there. Eternal Father. Some versions say Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So all of these precious qualities are wrapped into Jesus, making him the best gift ever. Are you trying to determine what to give someone for this Christmas? Do you know anyone who hasn't decided to follow Christ? Sharing about the gift of Jesus is the best gift anyone could ever receive. And you know what? Maybe it's you. Have you received this precious gift yet? If not, I invite you to do so today. Jesus came to earth to save you and me from our sins, and that is something worth celebrating. That is the real meaning behind Christmas and the best gift ever. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the best Christmas gift ever, Jesus. We are grateful that you thought enough of us to have a plan to save us from our sins by Jesus becoming flesh and dwelling among us on earth so that we could have access to you and be free from the grips and penalty and power of sin, because we know that your word says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And we receive that by accepting Jesus and following him. When we find ourselves forgetting or straying from the true meaning of Christmas, remind us that Jesus is what Christmas is all about. He is truly the reason for the season and the greatest gift that we could ever receive. We praise you for Jesus and give you all glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.